We're talking this, we're talking that.
Hey, what are we talking about, man?
We're talking sex, not fiction, just facts.
Oh, man.
The freaky hookups that you just had.
This is gonna be good.
This ain't the birds and bees from mom and dad.
Uh-oh, here we go.
So, Ken, I took this guy home from the bar last night, and he wants to get super kinky with me. What's up with that?
Hey, yo, Ken, I'm really trying to drive the ladies wild. Can you tell me what to do? Can you give me some skills, please?
Dr. Ken. It's Sex Chat with Dr. Ken.
Hi, this is Sex Chat with Dr. Kat. I'm your host, Dr. Kat Van Kirk, clinical sexologist and marriage and family therapist. And I'm here with the most fabulous, wonderful gay boyfriend of mine, Mr. Ross Martineau.
Oh, yay, Dr. Kat. You're so good to me.
Oh, it goes both ways, dear.
Yes, it does.
We're here to answer all of your sex and relationship questions from each of our perspectives. Want us to answer your question?
Yes, you can call the Dr. Kat 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week listener line at 213-270-1968 or email us at sexchat@drkat.com.
Woohoo! And support us by supporting one of our sponsors, which is adamandeve.com. You can go there right now and get 50% off almost any item, plus a free gift and free shipping when you use the offer code DRKAT at the checkout.
That's, and why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you?
Yes.
Hello. It's
free, 50% off.
I know. The shipping.
Do it.
Just do it. Yeah. And that's the thing, too. There are like no minimums or anything. So, and there's like 16,000 like products. So there's no way you can't not find something. So just use Dr. Kat at the checkout. That's DRKAT. So there's been a lot of talk, conjecture out there around this New York Magazine article that has to do with porn going under.
Oh, not going down, but going under.
Right. I mean, I'm sure someone's still going down out there somewhere.
Yeah, but. You know, you mentioned this. I didn't read the article, but it makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, so, you know, I wouldn't say I'm a porn aficionado, but I certainly like my
dabble.
Porn.
We
and
dabble.
I would say since the birth of Al Gore's internet.
Right. Thank you, Al Gore, for whatever. All the jerk-off sessions.
Exactly. When I, I don't think I have ever once in my life, okay, maybe once, but,
right.
You know, have ever paid for porn.
On the internet. No.
On the internet.
Right.
I mean, you know, you kind of, once YouTube or XTube and, you know, all this stuff has come out, it's like, who needs to pay? There is so much free porn.
There is. And what? You only need like 3 to 5 minutes, right? At a time.
Are you looking at me?
Right? Excuse me.
I resemble that remark.
In general, people only need 3 to 5 minutes.
Right.
You know,
right.
And a lot of times you can click on, you can go into like the little 2-minute freebies and you'll just click around until you shoot your wad and you're all good.
Here's the catch-22 though. But
yes.
If porn kind of quote unquote goes under, what will I be watching? Oh, I guess it's going to be amateur porn.
It's going to be all cam.
Yeah.
All cam stuff. So kind of the history of porn, you know, and there's a much later history. I mean, it goes way, way, way back. But if we look at modern day porn, right, mm-hmm. There's kind of the golden age during the 70s,
yes.
Which, yeah, I love the golden age stuff. I actually worked as a librarian at the school I went and did my doctorate at.
Okay.
So I was a sex librarian, basically.
Woo-hoo.
So, yeah, I was going to say there's definitely some sex librarian fantasies out there.
I bet there are.
There are just a few.
There are now.
There are now. But part of my thing was I went through and I cataloged 44,000 original movie posters.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Gay, straight, mostly straight, you know, like all the way, you know, like the opening of Misty Beethoven. There were some original Deep Throat posters.
Wow.
Really, really cool. But anyway, the whole point is back in the day, you know, they...
when men were skinny and hairy and
and women were, yes, skinny and hairy
boobs.
As well. Oh, yeah.
Ish.
Real boobs and hairy. It's pretty much the hairiness drew us all together, apparently.
There you go.
But, you know, it turned into its own industry thanks to Deep Throat and Behind the Green Door and all that stuff.
The
Marilyn
Mitchell
Chambers.
Brothers, right?
Yep, Mitchell Brothers. Marilyn Chambers.
Right.
Their muse. And so basically it became its own genre. So you ended up... the way you would partake is you would go to a theater, because a lot of our younger listeners out there, this may be news to them, right? You would go to theater a la Pee Wee Herman, whatever.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But the thing is...
On the wrong side of town.
On the wrong side of town, wrong side of the tracks. But the thing was, Deep Throat and Behind the Green Door ended up mainstreaming it a little more. So you actually ended up having couples going occasionally back then. But there ended up being a lot of interest and more money, and so a lot of the productions had higher production values.
And that's the key, too, money. I mean, the Mitchell Brothers, I mean, it's like they hit the gold mine when they kind of mainstreamed it a little bit, and
they did
realize that the money is rolling in and everyone wants a piece of the pie.
Right, and you ended up with actual films that had plot lines and dialogue, and I'm not going to say every actor was great, but you know what I mean? I think they tried back then.
Yes.
And then you had the 80s that happened with the VHS, which privatized porn, and a lot of the theaters went under.
Right.
And moving into then the internet age, where basically you don't need to go anywhere and, like, you know, buy a tape.
Right.
You don't need to be in public.
No more nickel booths or quarter booths.
No, the arcade's
with
so
the,
sad.
The smell of men enjoying themselves, which, of course, I now always equate to liquid gold or, no, what is it? Mr.
Chlorine.
Clean. No, Mr. Clean.
I always think of chlorine. Somebody took a bottle of bleach to this place.
Right.
Thank God. But then there's always the one sticky spot your foot just inevitably hits. It's not, it wasn't from soda that somebody took in, let me tell you. The days of the arcade. And there's still a few out there.
Yeah, I think so.
There's people who are into the arcade experience.
Right.
But basically, you know, you had full access to internet porn 24/7, whatever your niche was, blah, blah, blah. And there originally were a lot of sites that were producing it themselves to get it going. And now it's the whole gonzo amateur webcam.
Right, because everyone, if these days, if you have a cell phone, you have a camera.
Yep.
You know, and everyone's doing it.
You got, so it's basically kind of diluted it down to the point of where now a lot of the big companies like Vivid and are basically saying, you know, our revenue projections are down 50%.
I would imagine.
You know, because who wants to pay for production on large, you know, films with big name...
Who's renting?
Right. I know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, granted, there's the live streaming stuff, but everything's bite-sized. Everything is in the little meme. Porn memes.
Well, you know, and then the whole taboo of shame and all of that... The computer and the internet have sort of, you know, you can stay in your closet and you can stay in your room and no one has to know and you're not going down the, you know, into that dirty little corner behind the curtain.
Exactly. You know, yeah. So. Everything's discreet billing. And so, you know, part of the issue, too, is that the larger companies were saying that, you know, a lot of their content is being stolen, that there's a lot of piracy going on and the free content's really killing it. And then a lot of this starting with YouTube. And not YouTube themselves, but the offshoots of YouTube, like
XTube
and PornTube and all that.
Right.
So so interesting, you know, just as a conversation with it, but it was a really good article.
The death of the porn industry.
Oh, I just, I have a feeling somehow there's going to have to be some sort of resurgence there. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't think it's going to die completely because there will always be somebody looking for
it'll
it.
It'll be like vinyl. You know, let's go old school.
Oh.
Let's rent Power Tool on VCR.
Ooh, exciting.
Or VHS.
Right. And I'm sure a lot of these, you know, a lot of the porn queens out there, right? You know, the big time, the big names, the Brie Olsons of the world, the, you know, I mean, granted, she's a little busy with Charlie Sheen right now, but, you know, they do have their following.
Right.
But it'll be interesting to just see what happens in the next 3 to 5 years,
yep.
I think, with it. So we will see what will happen with our lovely porn industry.
Okay. Lil Hoss is magnified. Okay. Lil Hoss says, my girlfriend likes to play with toys and experiment. I have a tool that is clean that would be fun for her, but it has magnets on the end. I said magnets, not maggots.
Okay? Oh, yeah, magnets.
Would
Thank
the
you.
Magnets hurt her or damage her in any way? Unless she's a robot, I'm thinking no. Thank you kindly for your help in this matter, and as I don't want to hurt her. Oh, he's so loving and
he's
caring.
So sweet.
Right. I guess, you know, it could stick to her IUD if she's using something like that. But more importantly... Okay, I'm trying to picture a tool that has magnets on both ends.
I know. I can see one that's really helpful.
You could stick it to the fridge or something, you know, and like drill yourself to...
Well, anytime... Okay, so here's the thing. It's a little tricky because anytime you're using a tool not designed to be used as a sex toy, but you're like, oh, let's just try this out, that always, to me, smacks of, you know, be very careful. Right.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't know that.
Oh,
it's
maybe
necessarily...
See, I was reading like he was calling his toy a tool, but maybe it really
might be
is
an actual tool, dude.
I guess if his name is Lil Hoss.
Lil Hoss, right. You probably have a couple tools, right, Lil Hoss?
Right.
And let's hope she doesn't have a pacemaker. That would be the other thing.
Yeah, probably not so good, right?
Yeah, and you want to
keep your watch away from it, you know?
Right, right. Exactly. I mean, funny enough, in your credit cards.
Lil Hans, I wonder, he could be a rapper. Maybe he's got, like, the grill and he, like, the tool magnets, you know, to his teeth.
Oh, my God. That should be on, like, Tosh.0 or something. That would actually do really well there. Yeah. So, based on the information you've given us, Lil Hoss, I did a little research, because I actually haven't been asked about magnets. And after all, 17 years in the field. So, thanks for, you know, throwing me off my game a little. But you have to look at the here's the thing. My disclaimer is I tend to tell people not to use anything that isn't designed as a sex toy.
Right.
You know, that if he's looking for something that maybe has the same shape or something like that, then maybe he should go, like, on Adam and Eve and find
AdamandEve.com.
Right, and not worry about the magnet thing. However, you know, he'd want to look at the strength of the magnets. I am actually being totally dead serious when it comes to the pacemaker thing
whatever. Oh, absolutely, so, of course.
Dead serious, hopefully not.
Yeah.
Dead serious.
Right. That pin in her hip.
Right.
Oops. Where'd it go? Right.
Yeah, we don't want that. But also, my concern is, too, is that he didn't send a picture. So I don't know how secure the magnets are. Could they get inserted and lose them?
Oh, right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, that's kind of crazy. And then issue, and not even with just pacemakers, but with defibrillators, too. People who have inserted defibs for heart issues.
Right.
But, you know, technically, skin to skin, magnets are fine.
Right.
There are those other issues.
Right. It could be the benefit of, like, it takes away her, you know, miraculously takes away her arthritis.
Oh, right. you actually might have quite the cottage industry there.
Exactly.
You can cure arthritis and get someone off with your magnets. So.
He fucked me with a magnet. I can walk.
Oh,
well, I can't walk, but now I can.
All right. Think of all the 80-year-olds now who.
Exactly.
Screw Viagra.
Exactly.
Give me my magnet therapy.
Right.
But thanks for writing in, Lil Hoss. Hopefully that sheds some light on your, that magnifies the issue.
Good luck
for
with
you.
Your rap career.
That's right. Yeah. Josh wants to know why he's delayed. Hey, my girlfriend and I just started having sex, and both of us are virgins until this point. I have not been able to come and have gone at it a few times for around 30 to 45 minutes each time.
Lucky her.
I know. I was going to say, that's not actually so bad in the beginning. She thinks it's her fault, and I don't think it is hers at all. Can you please help us out?
Oh, well, I guess, yeah. Has he ever had an orgasm? That would be like my first question.
Right. Yeah. So is he masturbating?
Right.
A really good question, because if he's not masturbating.
Even if he's hasn't masturbated. I'm sorry.
No.
Masturbated. I mean, wet dream or something, just to know that something's come out.
Right. Yeah. There's the orgasm issue, that one, but also the masturbation issue, just for me and for her as well, both being virgins. The best way to get to know your body and how you respond and to prep for having sex is to masturbate.
There you go.
It's practice.
Right.
So I would actually suggest that they both, if they're not already doing it, to masturbate and to actually have a conversation about what's working for them and what isn't.
Yeah. I always say that's the kind of homework I love.
Exactly. Right. I mean, you can't not be excited about that kind of homework. But you're right. Also, too, recalling if he's had an orgasm, what have they been like? What has he gotten off to?
Mm-hmm.
That would be really interesting information. The whole point is it's his responsibility and not hers, right?
Right.
So
exactly.
He's absolutely right when it comes to that.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Unless something goes wrong, then blame it on her.
Oh, so sad.
No.
Like most relationships end up devolving into. But yeah, no, at this point, Josh, you're right. It is your deal for you to figure out learning your body and how it relates to your partner. For her, you know, she's there responding to you, and she's got her own orgasm issues. So I think if everybody is responsible for their own orgasms, that's usually a pretty good way to go.
There you go.
And also, just to make sure that you're both communicating, that you're both getting the stimulation that you need, you know, maybe you need a little oral, you know, mixed in there.
Maybe she's lying and she's just loosey-goosey and he's not getting the tightness that he needs on his little virgin cock.
Oh, my God. Let's hope that's not the case.
No. I'm sure they're both virgins.
Right. But, yeah, I'm sure. We'll assume.
Okay.
We'll assume. And I'm just going to tell you to go practice and get back together and talk.
Practice.
There you go. Practice makes perfect.
Mm-hmm. We will be right back after a quick 30-second break from our sponsor, AdamandEve.com.
Sex Chat with Dr. Cat. It's Sex Chat with Dr. Cat.
Hey there, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com and get 50% off just about any item. That's 50% off adult toys, lubes, movies, or almost anything you desire. Plus, get a free extra gift so sensual we can't mention it here. And to top it all off, free shipping. And no, we're not teasing. Just type Dr. Cat for the offer code upon checkout. That's offer code DRKAT at adamandeve.com.
Brittany is bumming about BV. Brittany says, I have been having some vaginal yeast infections since high school. I'm currently 23 and was just recently diagnosed with bacterial vaginosis, a.k.a. the BV.
What were you saying? It sounds like it's like halitosis of the vagina.
Oh, anyway. It kind of is. It kind of is. I'm currently in a loving, committed relationship for 3 years. I have some soreness around the vaginal opening when my boyfriend penetrates me. He ejaculates inside of me, and within a couple minutes, I have a burning sensation. And it also burns when I pee. I normally fill a cup of cold water to pee because that's how much pain I'm in. Ew. And it lasts 30 minutes. That does not sound fun. Mm-hmm. So she's gone to her OB-GYN, and they took a close look at her cervix, and they told her that everything looks fine. After apparently there's some abnormal cells in her pap, and that happens. And they told her it was most likely BV. So she is wondering, here's where the technical stuff is, that she understands, she said that she'll always have BV and that she can have flare-ups, and was wondering if Femdophilus or Refresh vaginal gels will solve her issues and stop the pain and burning. And she says she's desperate. I know, that's so sad. I've known so many women who, just running sexual health clinics for years and years and years, who have recurrent vaginal infections,
right,
to the point that it's just unbearable.
Ooh.
Yeah, and whether it has to do with their body's pH or, you know, whatever's off with their flora,
right,
you know.
And the OBGYN, there's nothing that they can do? Or?
Well, it really depends. I definitely have some suggestions. I am not an OBGYN. I'm not a medical doctor.
Right.
And I'm wondering, you know, Brittany, why you maybe haven't asked the OB-GYN about the Femdophilus and the Refresh, because she can definitely give you a very specific medical opinion,
right,
about that, knowing your medical history and everything, as we do not.
Right.
Right. So I would suggest, you know, let me give you some information. An overgrowth of normal bacteria in the vagina is normal. So that means there is bacteria that exists in the vagina that's supposed to be there.
Right.
It's only when the levels get off,
okay,
that stuff... stuff
gets funky.
It does, yeah, and sometimes literally, okay, yeah. So certain factors have been identified that increase the chances of developing BV, and this includes multiple or new partners, right? Because you get new pathogens, you know, from people who are inserting,
right,
their stuff into your stuff.
Right.
IUDs,
okay,
people who are using IUDs, because the little string can attract more bacteria.
Okay.
And then recent antibiotic use.
Oh.
So she might want to look at that. Also, vaginal douching,
okay,
not good, can cause BV because it strips the vagina of its healthy flora.
Good, right, exactly.
Right. And cigarette smoking.
Oh, poo. Who smokes these things?
I know.
Anyway.
Brittany, I hope you're not smoking. So usually the typical and it's typically cured with antibiotic treatments. Flagyl is the name most people know. Metrogel. Also, Cleosin. So... I don't know if her OB-GYN has, because these would be prescribed to her and she wouldn't have to go use the vaginal gels. I really don't know who's used vaginal gels successfully,
okay,
for BV.
Right.
I would say look at what might be causing it, those factors I just named, and then go back to the OB-GYN, discuss those, and then discuss her treatment plan regarding either flagyl, Metrogel, or Cleosin.
And for God's sake, tell your boyfriend, for now anyway, to put a condom on. if his cum is making you is stinging and hurting.
There might be also, I mean, as kind of an aside here, there might be an allergic reaction maybe happening.
Oh, interesting.
People can be allergic to other people's semen and vaginal fluid. So I'm hoping that's not the case for you. But if nothing else is working, you want to be looking at other options with this. Also, I always suggest somebody go to a naturopath if they aren't getting anywhere with a regular medical doctor.
Okay.
That they get, you know, other things in their bodies looked at in a holistic way, because definitely these kind of reactions and infections can be caused by other things.
There you go.
All righty. Oh, this is Damon.
Okay. Our next question is from Damon, who wants the 411 on shaving. His question, what's the best way for a guy to shave down below? It's kind of scary using my razor.
You would know better than I. I mean, I have some suggestions, but
okay.
Lay it on me, Ross.
Well, if you're using a safety razor, there shouldn't be any sort of, yeah. The thing is, number one, clippers, right? I mean,
right.
You don't have to, unless you want to look like, you know, a 12-year-old boy or whatever. Right. It's like, because that is not my thing. I just do not like full.
I'm with
trimmed
you.
Trimmed is fine. You know,
yes.
A natural is best, I think. But,
yes.
You know, trimmed is fine. You know, you can buy a cheap pair of clippers at Long's or your local drugstore. You know, do not ever use Nair ever.
Oh, my God.
Years.
And I've talked to people who have. And
that'll be
bad
on Jackass
news.
4.
It will be. Like, let's leave it on 3 times as long
exactly.
And then light it on fire.
Right.
Oh, my God.
My testicles are dissolving.
Oh. I wonder if they've I'm sorry, this total aside on Jackass, though. I wonder if they submit semen samples ahead of time in case they ever want to get anyone pregnant because of everything they've done to their testicles.
Oh, right, like, exactly.
We're no longer fertile.
Right, exactly. There's a bank somewhere.
There is with all the Jackass.
Exactly.
Contributions. What else do you think?
How to shave? I don't know. I mean, I just, you know, if I in the past, I've always used clippers.
Yeah, yeah. I think clippers are probably the safest because you can have a little safety thing.
Yeah, don't put anything sharp. You know, no scissors or
no.
You know, anything like that down there.
No, I would also say too. You know, take your time.
Right.
Because people who rush with shaving in general,
mm-hmm.
not good.
Right.
If he wants to. It just depends. If he's really caught on doing like a straight razor or not straight, you
Ooh,
know, typical no. razor or whatever,
right.
that just make sure ahead of time that he exposes the area to like warm water, that he can even use a little conditioner on the hair to kind of soften the
right.
follicle.
I would still also suggest a clip or two. So
yeah.
You clip a lot of the bush away and then,
yes.
you can shave
Good
it down.
Good God, always. Yeah, if you're dead set on using a regular razor, please trim ahead of it.
But Damon, before you do, and if you are thinking about going all the way, you know, all the way down to the skin, I dare you. The first thing that I want you to do is I want you to shave both of your armpits.
Oh,
and
good
wait
point.
A week. Because that's what your crotch is going to feel like when the hair starts growing back.
It's true because there's similar glands in both areas, and the follicles are similar. And yeah, that
right.
would actually that's a really good suggestion.
Yeah.
That's a really good suggestion. And I would also say too is that with especially with if he's going to go downtown as far as with the scrotum as well too,
mm-hmm.
just to make sure to pull the skin taut as he's working his way, even with the trimmer a little bit.
Oh, okay.
That's one I remember like years ago some of the porn guys where I'd seen them do a little thing on like, hey, this
there
is how
go.
We shave our balls.
The other thing is there are people you can go to salons or
True.
Whatever, especially if you live in a major city and
yep.
maybe get it done professionally once and take notes and see how they do it.
Yeah, I mean there's also yeah, you could do the whole wax thing.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I don't know how to work on the scrotum. But as far as
apparently it does yeah. Oh, that would Yeah.
Good God. Yeah. I don't know. But, you know, experiment with it. Try those suggestions. And, yeah, good luck. You can right. you can send us a picture of your...
of your work.
of your work. We might post it somewhere, so maybe you don't want to do that.
Chat with Dr. Cat. It's Sex Chat with Dr. Cat.
Gay take. Straight take. It's the featured toy of the week.
Gay take, straight take, featured toy of the week. What do we have today, Roz?
We have Icicle's 10-function glass rabbit.
Yes.
Wow.
There's a lot going on in that title.
No, icicles. So the glass, I guess it's because it's glass or frosty or whatever. But I like the 10-function. You know,
yes.
this is the 2011 model, you know, not that old 9-function.
Please. Yeah, we're so beyond that. Well, what's interesting to me is that lots of people like the rabbit vibrators,
mm-hmm.
right? Because they're dual function. You get clitoral, you get vaginal. Also, a lot of gay men who've used the rabbits, you know, that they can insert it and then turn the little rabbit head around so they get like some perineal or scrotum vibration.
Okay, there you go.
But this is the first time I've seen it in glass.
Ooh.
And some people who really love glass,
right.
it's kind of merging the two, like merging the glass material with the rabbit design.
There you go.
It's like this hybrid.
Wow.
And the fact that there are 10 functions. That is pretty impressive.
Disco, rumba, church bells.
Right.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's my organ.
You're really? Do you
yeah.
use it on your organ? But there's a rib shaft. There's, you know, the handle so you can control it. You can, and the nice thing is with the glass, again, you can heat it up or cool it down. And again, there aren't many toys I know of that are glass and vibrate.
Hmm.
So that's what makes this toy kind of special. And it's almost Easter.
Oh, there you
so
go.
There you go.
Put that in your basket, lady.
That's right. It's actually, I think it's a really cute gift for couples to maybe give each other. Right. Like, instead of your hollow chocolate, you know, crappy ass, you know, what is it, chocolate rabbit every
right, exactly,
year.
Exactly, exactly.
Here's the 10-function icicle rabbit.
Glass rabbit. We love it.
So, pretty cute. And if you try it out and like it, you can also let us know. We always like to get reviews on toys, too.
Yes. We want to thank everyone for joining us today. If you have questions, we have answers. You can email at us at sexchat@drcat.com.
Heck yeah. And please, on iTunes, review us and like us if possible. If you like us, subscribe.
Spread the word.
That's right. The more, the merrier. And you can go to drcat.com for more info. We'll talk to you guys next week. Bye, Ross.
Dr. Cat.
See ya.
Sex Chat with Dr. Cat.